What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Monique Tepe allegedly knew she was in danger. Family members say she talked about being terrified of Michael McKee for 8 years. She described the abuse. She told people about the death threats, but she never filed a police report. Mm-hmm. There were no stalking complaints on record. She built a new life, new husband, two children, a home full of love while carrying the weight of that fear every day. Why don't victims report? Why is it? What is it like to live with that burden for years? Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, is with us to help us break all that down. Monique left that marriage in 7 months. The family says she was willing to do anything to get out of there. That's not someone who slowly is realizing something was wrong. That's someone who recognized danger fast mm-hmm. and acted. Mm-hmm. What does it tell you when the victim identifies the threat so quickly, 7 months into a marriage, and is just, you know, I'm out the door. We're not working on this. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Smart woman. Smart woman. And there are many intelligent women who stay for years because they're being so easily manipulated. But he was apparently so extreme with the threats to kill her that this was not one she could remain in denial about. So good for her. She had, you know, at least some semblance of a good life and children and a loving man for a while. But some women don't report because mm-hmm. they're afraid that it's going to cause escalation.
Yeah.
And I tried to look up data on this and it's hard to get good data, but it looks like, you know, with a restraining order, about 50% of the time, restraining orders work. You know, the stalker, the perpetrator, the angry husband, they take it seriously. They don't want to go to jail and they stop. The other 50% of the time, they maintain some kind of contact. They violate the restraining orders in some way. But mm-hmm. about 20% of those can escalate and raise the danger. And she might have been very afraid that he was in that category. And obviously she knew him.
And what do you do when you're turning the pages of that Choose Your Own Adventure book? You know, everybody's saying report it, because then if he does show up, then the police have a record of it, which is true. It does tend to then, you're more likely that you're going to have some action taken and not just a slap on the wrist and not just, okay, well, you better go back to your place. If you have that, it creates the paper trail, but it also, you know, it can also, you know, you're poking the animal in the cage as well.
Right.
So, I mean, what do you say to that? You know, when people, because I've seen criticisms both ways. Why didn't she have more record of this? That would that have, I don't know that it would have helped. I mean, I think it may have sped this up, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's ethically a really hard one to give advice because you never know, is this going to be in the 50% of the category where the restraining order stops it? Mm-hmm. Is this going to be in the category where he breaks the restraining order, he gets some jail time, and then he stops it? Or is this going to be the one that gets the restraining order and then gets the gun and comes after you? Mm-hmm. Red flag laws can be really effective for states that have those, where if the person is armed, the cops can go out and get a gun. Sometimes I've read that, you know, the court can put a GPS monitor on him and they can make sure that he stays away from her home and her workplace. But it's really hard to advise women. I had one client back when I worked at the women's shelter, and she had a very unstable man, and they were going through a custody dispute, which amplifies the risk. Mm-hmm. You know, they were his children. And she was so frightened. She moved away about 200 miles and moved in with her parents and thought she was safe. And he, of course, knew where her parents lived. It didn't slow him down a bit. He drove down there and was peeping through the kitchen window, found her in the kitchen, shot her in the back, and then standing right there in the garden, shot himself in the head. Fortunately, she did not die, but she was left with some terrible health impairments. And thank God he did not kill the children. But sometimes they kill everybody. And that's the familicide, which is the most extreme case of this. So it's really hard. And that's where I always advise people, find a reputable, experienced domestic violence counselor. You can often find those folks through the Women's Shelters program. There's a national domestic violence hotline, because you really need a case-by-case analysis. I've seen some women where it just looked like they were in so much danger. They went into hiding. They left their jobs. They changed their names, and they moved out of state. And that was just what they felt they needed to do to be safe.
What do you think about women defending themselves? You know, one of the things that I've been doing, I'm not going to go into great detail, but I don't think I've got a stalker ex-husband, but I am prepared. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think some of what you can do is the best you can do, and that's mm-hmm. being prepared, being alert, being vigilant. You don't have to be paranoid, but you can be ready for anything. Yeah.
I think it's empowering for women to take self-defense classes. There used to be a program called Model Mugging, which all mm-hmm. our victims from the shelter were offered an opportunity to go through Model Mugging. And that's probably very similar to what you do in jiu-jitsu, where you're put in an actual fight situation and you learn how to permanently eliminate the person who's after you. Of course, that may be harder with a gun, but you are always going to feel better, I think, doing what you can with self-defense.
What do you make of the letters that allegedly she was getting, the birthday cards? The allegation is that for several years after, she'd receive, you know, happy birthday letters from the ex, which, number one, is kind of weird. I mean, unless you have that good relationship, which this was not, and signed your husband after the divorce.
Bad sign.
That's just, I mean, obviously it's a sign, but it's, I'm just trying to think, you know, what's going on in McKee's mind back home when he licks that stamp and puts it on the card and sends it out? Is it like a fuck you, you know, or like what is one gaining out of this other than coercive control? I mean, I know that's the goal, but it's why? Just why?
Dominance. Why? Dominance. Yes. Yeah.
Why is that like the ultimate thing for so many people in relationships that aren't even part of one's life anymore?
Yeah, that's, I think, where we get into the sadistic quality of the dark tetrad. It's like, he knows he's inducing fear, and mm-hmm. he's taking pleasure in it. It made him feel good. And that's horrifying. And that happens to a lot of victims. I had one client once whose husband went to jail for domestic violence, and he would write her from prison and say things, you know, in this kind of veiled way. Oh, well, I really care so much about you. I hope that you're being very careful, particularly at night, walking out to your car when you leave your job, because I'd hate for something to happen to you.
Jesus.
Yeah. And so it's they like playing these mind games, and it's all about domination. Look what I can get away with.
Like, some people have like happy thoughts when they try to go to sleep at night. Is this the sort of shit these people are thinking of? Is like, she's opening that card right now and thinking What this comes down to in a lot of ways seems to be, I mean, it's probably far more, you know, not simplistic, but if we're to simplify this down, problem solving skills. He doesn't have any. Mm-hmm. And when his ego is crushed or is dented or nicked or somebody smudged his puma, he can't quite deal with it, or people like this can't quite deal with it. Is this something that, had there been more exercises in life in some way, shape, or form to deal with loss, to deal with not being the best at everything or not being coming out on top, would that have helped this brain develop better into a more mature adult than it did? I mean, obviously we have programs out there, kids in sports, you know, seem to learn this pretty well. I didn't do sports at all. A lot of people don't do that, but there's lessons in life where you go, not everything's going to go your way. Sometimes it just sucks.
Right.
And you develop those problem solving skills without explicitly going to the problem solving skill class. Is this something where, you know, had there been more demonstrations of this in life, maybe he would be doing better? Or is this, again, just kind of the mechanics of the way his brain works? And no matter how many times he thought he would have seen it demonstrated in a healthy way in front of him, he still would have gone down the path.
It's good to speculate about parenting. And I think we know that, you know, we've always thought the narcissist was this wounded, vulnerable person. And sometimes there's a core of that that's hidden. But there's also the kind of narcissist who was reinforced as a child. I can think of cases of that where there was a rescuing parent who said, "How unfair that you didn't get the award from the sports team. You were entitled to that."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's where you have sometimes incredibly narcissistic parents reinforcing that kind of thinking in their kid from the get-go. And they're not doing them a service when they do that.
Is there any sort of attachment issues that could be at play here? He was an adopted child, and obviously I know many wonderful, lovely adopted adults who, you know, have lived wonderful lives and don't seem to, you know, have so many issues here. But, I mean, is that part of this too? I mean, it does seem to be that there is some sort of unhealthy attachments that are going on in this man's life, and I'm wondering, again, how much does that stem all the way back to childhood, and this is somehow just so deep in his pathology? You know, could it go all the way back there?
Yeah, we don't know a lot about, attachment theory and going on to become this kind of murderer, but we do know people can have more anxiety around attachment and attach in a deeper way. So it's possible, and also depends on what age was he adopted and what kind of, you know, because some kids, if they're adopted older and they've been in, let's say, non-optimal environments, or they've had abuse or, you know, foster care that wasn't very good, they come in with attachment problems that show up primarily in their romantic relationships. So that's certainly possible.
You yourself, you're a survivor yourself. Your ex-husband, as you write about in your book, Nightbird, you know, had died by revenge suicide. Without going anywhere that you're not comfortable, what do you understand about what Monique was likely carrying that people on the outside might never see? I mean, in her own wedding vows, I mean, there was essentially kind of veiled references to the relationship, waterfalls of tears, wrong relationships, part of the vows themselves. What would you say of what your observation has been of Monique that others might not understand here?
Yeah, those kind of relationships change a person and they leave them with anxiety and hypervigilance and this sense that the world is not really a very safe place, which depending on your point of view and your life experience, you can say, well, maybe it's really not, but it definitely affects your nervous system. People often have nightmares that go on for years. They often go into therapy for these anxiety symptoms, but no doubt this guy changed her life and left her with some PTSD.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This heat is doing the most, and your patience isn't. It's time to find something that actually cools you off. Get your afternoon pick-me-up with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.